Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers. Greenville, good morning.
Good morning.
I saw, here we are right in the middle now of the holidays, and the Christmas shopping season is well underway, and I saw an item that you shared on Facebook here recently that definitely got my attention. It had to do with shopping at your local stores, and not just stores that are located locally, but that are owned and operated by local folks.
The economic impact on the community if you are shopping in the locally owned stores is extraordinary. And it's amazing to know the numbers of how much money leaves the community if you're shopping with other businesses.
And of course, one thing, the first thing that you think of now is people who shop online.
Oh, yeah.
And we all do to some extent. Some people more so than others.
Right.
But that's the thing that takes the most dollars, I guess, out of the community.
Yes. And, you know, people I don't think understand, or I don't think there's a convenience factor, and that's all they're thinking about is the idea they can click online instead of understanding there's something of a responsibility to still help the community. And I think that's one of the nice things that Small Business Saturday and that focus that was just this last weekend it's beginning to bring that into focus. And in its sixth year now, more and more people are realizing the impact. But you were talking about the online. Every single dollar that you spend will leave this community. The numbers say that maybe if your delivery driver is local, there may be $1 that comes back into the community as part of his or her salary. But otherwise, every single penny leaves. And online retailers, there is no sales tax charged in most cases unless they have a presence in that state. Mm-hmm. And so, the sales tax dollars may not even be there. So there's zero economic impact for your community if you shop online.
Of course. Now, you then have the chain stores, the franchises, and that at least some of that does stay in town. And God bless the chain stores.
Oh, absolutely. But to understand that you're talking then about 13.5% is all that stays locally.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it leaves town. And now, on the other hand, if you are shopping from a local retailer that is, again, a locally owned business, then you're looking at about, 45 to 48% of the money stays in town. And that's going to be in form of salaries. That's going to be in form of the services they're purchasing from other businesses. That's going to be in the form of any services, goods, that they're buying. And it's also going to be in terms of charitable donations, because they're the ones that are supporting all of the charitable endeavors. We forget that. It's the local businesses that help. It's not the chains.
We're talking with Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. That is a great point, because so often you do see your local businesses, mom and pop type businesses, and they make such a difference for all of the charitable, philanthropic things that go on in town.
I know at Bras for the Cause, for example, we couldn't survive without that. We really couldn't. And I think the other interesting thing to think about, too, is the numbers are even more dramatic if it's restaurants. Because in the case of restaurants, then you've got as much as 65% of the money that stays locally, because now they're going to buy a lot of their food. You've got all the wait staff that's going to be employed. And once again, you've still got charitable contributions.
And the good thing is, in both Commerce and Greenville, we've had a lot of locally owned and operated restaurants open just in the last year or so.
Yes, indeed.
Year or
and
two.
They're, we've got some great variety in those. Yeah. And I really try every time I can to make my choice to eat at those places, because I know what I'm doing. It's a conscious choice.
Now, as far as retail is concerned, a lot of people will say, well, I can't get the same selection. I can't get the items that I'm looking for locally. But you need to give those folks a chance, don't you?
And of course, I totally understand that. And I placed some orders online myself. I'm not saying that I didn't, for Christmas shopping. But at the same time, I also have tried very hard to make an effort to start with the locally owned businesses. and make sure that I am spending money as much as I can there. Mm-hmm. You know, because it also comes back, we forget that also that those sales tax dollars, that that revenue pays for things like the police force, the fire department, the street repairs, all of those things that are part of what keep a community going. That sales tax revenue coming back into the community is critical. And every dollar that leaves town that doesn't have sales tax, that's we're strangling our communities.
Put, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you. Always enjoy it.
Put Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.